Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. I've been going down the NFL draft rabbit hole the last couple of days, watching old broadcasts of past drafts. First there was 2010, then 09, then I went all the way back to 1998, the famous or infamous Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf draft. But what was most interesting about that draft was not the players, but the openness of the process. Reporters would stand outside war rooms and just tell you who the player the team planned to pick was. For example, Mike Golic said the Cardinals were going to take defensive end Andre Wadsworth at number 3 unless they got a really good offer to trade down. Elsewhere, coaches would basically just tell reporters what they want to do, like the Jaguars' interest in running back Fred Taylor. Other stories covered where they had Randy Moss on their board, if they had him on their board, and what trade targets they were going after and what offers were on the table, all said just to public knowledge. Now today, much of that is tipped and leaked, but not often in real time and definitely not so on the record. It's a whole different world today where everything is attempted to be kept top secret. Teams are certainly more private, more sensitive, and try to build a fortress of secrets. The Steelers don't hide their intentions, but on draft day, they're usually pretty tight-lipped. Kevin Colbert was, and Omar Khan seems to be even more so. Like everything else about the draft, it's gotten bigger and more dramatic, so the secrecy is no surprise. But it's fun to go back and see when the draft was a different type of event compared to what it is today. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.